Young Algernon, the doctor's son, was playing with a loaded gun. He pointed it towards his sister, aimed very carefully, but missed her. His father, who was standing near, the loud explosion chanced to hear, and reprimanded Algernon for playing with a loaded gun. John Henderson, an unbeliever, had lately lost his joie de vivre from reading far too many books. He went about with gloomy looks. Despair inhabited his breast and made the man a perfect pest. Not so his sister, Mary Lunn. She had a whacking lot of fun. Though unbelieving as a beast, she didn't worry in the least, but drank as hard as she was able and sang and danced upon the table. And when she met her brother Jack, she used to smack him on the back so smartly as to make him jump and cry, "What ho, you've got the hump!" A phrase which, more than any other, was gall and wormwood to her brother. For having an agnostic mind, he was exceedingly refined. The Christians, a declining band, would point with monitory hand to Henderson, his desperation, to Mary Lunn, her dissipation, and often mutter, "Mark my words, something will happen to those birds." Which came to pass, for Mary Lunn died suddenly at 91, of psittacosis, not before becoming an appalling bore. While Henderson, I'm glad to state, though naturally celibate, married an intellectual wife who made him lead the higher life, and wouldn't give him any wine, whereby he fell in a decline, and at the time of writing this is suffering from paralysis, the which we hear with no surprise will shortly end in his demise. The moral is, it is indeed, you mustn't monkey with the creed. John Vavasour de Quintin Jones was very fond of throwing stones at horses, people, passing trains, but specially...